It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. My people at work, my people at home, my people on the roads, the highways, the byways. Thank you for joining us in every corner and pocket of North America. I'm in Atlanta, super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. This evening, we're getting ready for more football week 13. Time flies, man. We have the Cleveland Browns up in Denver. Denver Broncos are trying to go 8-5. The Broncos are trying to make the postseason. They currently sit at seventh, the final spot in the AFC. And the Browns, well, the Browns are just trying to make it to next year, okay? Cleveland Browns are like, man, I don't know what the hell to do with Deshaun Watson. Can we cut him? We can't, right? We got to pay him the money? Yeah, you dumbasses, you gave him all that money. Anyway, we'll get into that. There's still some more action from over the weekend that we need to get into. We talked about a former college quarterback who competed in a national championship last season, Michael Penix Jr., and people are calling for him to get a start for the Falcons. We'll get into that. We talked college. We talked the pros. Thank you to Jerry Palm for joining us from CBS Sports. If you missed that conversation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. There's so much more to do. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. What a day. There's so much to recap. We even talked about Eberflus embarrassing himself. Thursday, Thanksgiving, the whole country gets to see it. Stupid explanation, then he gets fired. We talked about the Ravens and Justin Tucker. We looked at Oregon, the Ohio State. It's just a lot. Hickey, there was so much going on, man. So much.
It was an insane weekend.
It was. I went to one of these, I couldn't even tell you who they play. I went to a basketball game. I saw the Hawks beat the Cavs, and I'm like, what am I looking at right now? Like, they beat them? I was watching the game, and I was watching college football while watching the game all at the same time.
I don't know if these were your seats during the game, but I saw your Instagram story before the game.
Yeah.
You were, what, 5 feet away from Trae Young? Seats, no one in front of you. It's pretty cool.
I move around, Hickey.
Oh, a rover.
Yeah, I move around. I move around pretty nice.
So safe to say then you were not moving around on Friday night to go to Athens to be in the building for good old-fashioned hate and that 8-overtime marathon game against Georgia Tech. No, you don't want to make the trip.
Hell to the nah.
If you knew the game was going 8 overtimes and it'd be one of those instant classics.
Would I want to be there? No.
Would you want to be? No.
No. It's too long for me, bro. No. You know how many beers?
That's fair.
Do you know how many beers that would be for me?
Well, the good news is, since you can see into the future, you know, okay, this game's going to go on forever. So when the beer sales end, was like around halftime in the third quarter, you Pace can myself. Load up. Give me 10, all right? I'll be here for a while.
Yeah, no thanks, bro. No thanks. No thanks. No. There's just so much. Hickey, I tried to watch as much as I could. Watching on my phone. Watching on screens. Only but so much you can consume. Today's the first day I feel like a normal human being getting back to just functioning and saying, this is this. I know when this is, and I can watch this, and I can watch this, and I can't watch that. It's just a lot. And that also helped the time fly. I feel like I was just here. I feel like I didn't even take time. What was my last day last week? Tuesday. It's like a whole week.
And yet it's like you never left.
I feel like I'd never left. Time flies. Anyway, we got more football getting ready to go on now. I like how the Browns, well, good for them. I mean, they are a football team. They are going to go out there and play. They are going to try despite being 3-8. There's a couple of guys who have reason to try. Jerry Jeudy back in Denver, Colorado. We know things did not work out. He was supposed to be one of the best receivers in the league coming out of Alabama. Did not work out for him. Out in Denver, the guy requested a trade, is now on Cleveland, and they stink. Okay, fine. I guess he thought Cortland Sutton was going to be in his way. Jameis Winston still trying to play his way into maybe competing for a starting spot somewhere next year. Jameis always has something to play for. But then on the other end, you just got to show a lot of love to Denver because Sean Payton has his guy. And for all the complaints that Sean Payton made about Nathaniel Hackett, the mess that he left, having Russell Wilson at the point in time, I think a future Hall of Famer, I don't think that anymore, potential. He was just complaining about everything. And so he finally has his guy in Bo Nix. You want to talk about a guy coming out of Oregon. And Bo Nix has been lighting it up. 2,500 yards passing, 16 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. He gets the ball and he throws it. He's not running around trying to extend things like Russell Wilson. And so Sean Payton has his guy. And when you think about the Broncos with a rookie QB right now, if the playoffs started today, they'd be 7th. Colts would be 8th. The Dolphins would be 9th. And Hickey, I don't think any of that's going to change, to be honest.
No, huh?
No, I don't. I mean, you change your mind on the Colts, Denver plays them next.
I am not. Although I'm excited. It was a good win yesterday. No, I'm not thinking playoffs. I'm not going to get carried away here.
With the Colts or with beating New England? I also did see that live. It was impressive to see what Anthony Richardson did. I got to be honest. It was impressive. I was expecting him to give the ball away, fumble the ball away, but they actually scored and converted. I got to give him credit.
And when the team's letting him down by dropping the ball, not making some plays, he said, no worries, guys. I got you. That was nice. But, yes, not getting crazy here. It's been a fun season so far. Just keep on developing Richardson, but I don't think he'll be consistent enough, or this Colts team will be consistent enough here to make a run to the playoffs. So they probably have to go, down the final 4 games of the season? I mean, you got to go bare minimum of 3-1. I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, Denver is going to have an opportunity to improve to 8-5 tonight if they knock off Cleveland. Denver then takes on the Indianapolis Colts, so they'll be able to put a game up on them. They then have the Chargers. They take on Cincinnati, which is defense is pathetic. And then Denver closes out the season against an in-division foe, an AFC West foe, in Kansas City, who isn't just a foe. They're the team that people look at and say, oh, well, would we be surprised if they won a Super Bowl for the third straight year? The answer is no. But what the surprise is that Denver is even in a conversation of making the postseason. And Bo Nix, yeah, Denver has its guy. They've been looking for their quarterback since some other guy named Peyton Manning decided to leave. And Bo Nix, thinking about the stretch run potentially to the postseason, it's what Bo Nix said is on his mind.
So I just got to continue to do what's getting us here and you know what's keeping us playing well. But just rely on the other guys, get them the ball, get your playmakers the ball, do what the coaches are asking me. And, it sounds simple, but that's all I got to continue to do. And, I think we'll continue to have success.
You know, I mentioned the guy he throws the ball to, or Courtland Sutton. He's also probably one of the key reasons that Jerry Jeudy wanted out. Jameis Winston throws the ball a lot. And this is before they knew Jameis was going to get the ball a lot because they expected Deshaun Watson to be playing. But Jerry Jeudy, he's just like, I'm not playing behind Courtland Sutton. How am I going to get my catches? How am I going to get my money? Courtland Sutton this year, almost 750 yards receiving to go along with 5 touchdowns. He has almost 60 receptions, and the rookie quarterback is the one delivering him the rock. That's what Courtland Sutton had to say about his new battery mate.
You look at like a Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers when they were in Green Bay. They got to spend a lot of years together before everyone really started seeing that connection of being almost unstoppable when they lined up. And so, Tom's going to be one of those things that's going to continue to be our thing that's going to help us the most, I guess you can just say.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Hickey, did he mention Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, or did I make that up?
No. You heard that correctly.
He's talking about the old version of them, right? Not the current one?
I hope so. He did not specify, but yes, I think you're right. They did the Green Bay version, boy. Not the Jets version.
We're going to talk about the Jets version. Oh, my goodness. We really got conversations about benching Aaron Rodgers. What a world. Got two guys who teamed up to be on a loser. The Jets, what a way. Anyway, we'll get into those losers. Hey, speaking of losers, the Browns have run out onto the field. And right before we went to break last hour, Jameis Winston was hyping up and rallying the troops. I have not heard this. Anything that typically ever comes out of Jameis Winston's mouth is either very inspirational or very corny. Maybe a combination of the two. Let's take a listen. This is Jameis Winston minutes ago, rallying and getting the guys all hyped up prior to tonight's Monday Night Football game.
Blessed is the man who endures. Blessed is the man who endures. Today is going to be about enduring. Yes. Today is going to be about taking the tomb. Almost quarters, man. Come on. We can't come out here slacking. We can't come out here backing. We're going to come out here fight.
Come on.
We got to come out here fight.
Come on.
Give it all we got.
Come on.
It comes from your heart. It got to come from your heart. You know. I don't care about no mile high. I care about the ground, Cecil, and Park the Block.
Yeah.
Okay, that was captured by ESPN Hickey. I give you credit. You nailed it. You said that Jameis Winston was going to reference being mile high. He was going to reference something about Colorado. And you nailed it. You might as well write his next few speeches.
I got to look who their next game is. I got his next pregame speech Pittsburgh. Ready to go.
Steel City, something about the steel here in Pittsburgh, the snow, ice, and steel. I don't know. What is he going to say? Towels? You going to make a reference about towels?
We're going to wipe ourselves after we steal the win from them. We're going to wipe them with their towels. I don't know. I got to work out. I got to get that done.
Yeah, yeah, not that one, Nicky.
No, that was not. That was not great.
We're going to use the terrible towels to wipe ourselves?
I mean, would you be surprised? If that came out of Jameis Winston's mouth on Sunday afternoon, would you be that surprised? I would not be.
No, he seems so much more dignified more recently. No, he sounds like a preacher.
That he does, and he was inspirational right there early on. It's about enduring. Mm. It's about endurance today.
What do you think this game's going to look like, though? Denver wins? Is it going to be a close one? Is it, what are you thinking?
I think it's close and low scoring because both defenses are very good. I will say 20-13, Broncos win, but Browns do make it interesting here and keep it close.
Jameis is going to have to throw the ball around a lot.
Not great against this very good secondary for Denver.
Yeah, it could be one play that just changes things up here. Good luck to Denver. I didn't expect this. I thought that they would be, quite frankly, I thought they'd be sub 500. And here they are, sitting in a playoff spot. If you take a look at the percentages via ESPN, they're at about a 70% clip, 75% chance of making it into the postseason. And who would have thought that with Bo Nix just out here as your starter? In the NFL, look, we got guys who come in, they get the job done. We have guys who come in and they basically get shown the door or sat down right away. And Bo Nix is not doing that. Look at Will Levis. Hickey, every time I see this guy in a stupid mayonnaise commercial, I go, this is his claim to fame? Now, if you're Will Levis, is it worth it? Is it that you got the check for being the mayonnaise guy? Or is it just don't you want to be good for being good?
If it was me, I'd much rather be good or be known for being good. But if you're Will Levis and you see how his career has unfolded so far, you got to think smart investment. Because he's not going to get much more money by being a quarterback. So at least he can get some fame and some dollars by his mayo obsession.
And didn't he say that that was a gimmick? It's like all fake? He did it to get attention?
Yes, that did it to get attention. He also ate a banana peel. He ate a banana with the peel still on. As well, in like a different video on another day.
You see, when you got to do all these gimmicks, you suck.
That is very true.
All right, you doing gimmicks? You either got the talent or you don't.
Reason why Tom Brady never put mayo in his coffee. Honestly, Patrick Mahomes doing it.
Yeah, they don't need to.
Right. They're known for their talents.
And no gimmicks here. Yeah, good luck. I think the Broncos, the fans deserve it. They've been looking for a QB for a long, long time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, here in Atlanta, Georgia, the fans think that they have a quarterback because Kirk Cousins is not it right now. People here in Atlanta are ready to see Michael Penix Jr. I'm going to give you my thoughts. Is it time for Mr. Washington to get a chance here in Atlanta? I'll give you my thoughts on that. And meanwhile, in New York City, yeah, they're once again talking about benching the soon-to-be 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into it all on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Monday Night Football underway. The Mile High City. In Denver. The Browns. Browns have the football, looking to get up here on the board first. We'll most definitely keep you up to date with what takes place with Bo Nix on the Denver Broncos side, what happens for this Cleveland Browns offense, and what Jameis Winston is able to do. Certainly a revenge game, if you dare say so, for Jerry Jeudy. And it's tough moving on from one team to a next. You want to, you know, make your presence felt. And there's nobody who wants to do more of that than Jerry Jeudy. We'll keep you up to date on the game as it continues on. Meanwhile, we got some sad sack teams. Just awful yesterday. And these are, Hickey, this is, maybe it's me, because these are the two teams that I root for. And I like the Steelers, too. Yeah, I got three. Is it wrong for me to say I got three teams I like?
I wouldn't say wrong. I would say it's unique, different, rare. Now, you know, wouldn't be my cup of tea, but who am I to, you know, tell you how to root?
Yeah, you like the Colts.
That's right. That's right. It's different. It's not a local team.
Yeah, not local. So I like the Jets, and I like it when they stink. I feel like when they stink, they should really be awful and terrible, which they've done, to the point now where it's very, very sad. And then here in Atlanta, there was so much enthusiasm surrounding, well, at one point in time, Kirk Cousins has gone through the roller coaster of Atlanta already. After his first game, they're saying he's washed up. He can't throw the rock. He's cooked. This man blew out his Achilles about a year ago, and he's still garbage. And they won a couple of games. And now Kirk Cousins is swag surfing, and they calling him Kirko Bangs, and everybody has funny memes, and it's just, it's all good. Well, not anymore. After another disaster yesterday, we'll get back to the Jets in a while. The Falcons are 6-6. They're on a three-game losing streak. Kirk Cousins has thrown six interceptions in these three games. People all over the city asking for Michael Penix Jr. Yeah, the guy they selected at eighth overall. The one that I said here on the radio, I'm like, it makes no sense after you just gave Kirk Cousins this big deal. And I get it, but everybody now all of a sudden wants to be armchair quarterback. Everybody wants to look at the results now and say, oh, well, this is what it is. Well, I don't even think they should start Michael Penix Jr. You still haven't invested all of this money into Kirk Cousins. 4 years, $180 million. You didn't invest all this money into him to quit when he's on a downswing. That's not it, and that's not the message you want to send to the locker room. Because then if you put Michael Penix Jr. out there and then he stinks to join up, then what are you doing? Like, what do you want? Do you want Kirk Cousins to now say, man, y'all screwed me and now I'm screwing y'all and I'm not doing this? No. I would let Kirk Cousins go out there. Instinct to join up one more time. I give him another half. And if he can't do it, then you insert Penix. But I don't think you just do it to do it, because everybody in the fans are upset that they're mad. Kirk Cousins threw four interceptions yesterday against the Chargers. They lost 17-13. We don't know if it would have been different with Penix. We have no idea. You would have been prepared to take the L there as well. I think you got to ride the horse. Right now, they're tied with the Buccaneers. They both got the same record at 6-6 after the Bucs barely beat Carolina 26-23. Sorry, Chuba Hubbard, fumbling the ball away. But it's like they're trying to have a battle of who's not going to win the NFC South. Otherwise, the Falcons wouldn't even be in any type of consideration. Listen to Kirk Cousins tell everybody what we all watched and knew. He blew the game.
You know, it hurts when you feel like your defense played winning football. You feel like your special teams made big plays. Felt like, you know, run game did a solid job. I got to play better. And so, you know, take responsibility and you go back and you're kind of, you know, have to watch it with a really critical eye and talk about, okay, how can I make sure this never happens again?
Look, Baker, well, that's Kirk Cousins who you just heard. Baker Mayfield is now dealing with a leg issue. Next up for the Falcons. They have to go to Minnesota. You got to figure Kirk Cousins is going to have a battery in his back for that, right? Hopefully. They take on Las Vegas. That team stinks. They take on the New York Giants. That team stinks. Washington found its mojo yesterday. And in Carolina, I know Bryce Young has been playing better, but I'm still taking them, you know, as a loss. They should lose to the Falcons. I would not bury Kirk Cousins right now. I'd see what he can do in Minnesota. Do you want Penix Jr. on the road in Minnesota? Do you want that? No. Kirk is the veteran. Let's see if he can right the ship. Hickey, what are your thoughts? There's so many people here in Atlanta. They wanted to bench him yesterday, and I'm like, not yet, not yet.
I'd pull the plug. I think it's time.
Damn.
Because it's not just yesterday. I mean, he gave the game away yesterday, as you saw. But it's also now the last three games. They're 0-3. Six interceptions, zero touchdowns. His Falcons offense averages 12 points per game. He's really struggling. It's bleeding over into the entirety of the offense. And I know Michael Penix Jr. is a rookie, right? But they went into this offseason, both of the plan to go for now and the future. So they're still trying to win right now. There is a sense of urgency there that I think if you look at the quarterback and he's right now significantly holding you back with no real signs of turning it around, I would make the move. You clearly believe in the guy because you drafted him 8th overall. Couldn't go without him. And Penix has been a 5-year starter in college where he is, I think, ready. You can kind of, I think, maybe a similar Bo Nix effect where he's on a project. He can play right away. He's won you some big games. He also kind of plays a similar style where he's more of a pocket guy, so you don't have to really transform the offense that much. If I was Terry Fondome, if I was Raheem Morris, I'd pull the plug.
Oh, no. Ouch. This is a team competing for a playoff spot. They're competing to win a division. Do you want to throw Penix just out there to the wolves, to the fire right now? Do you want to throw the first game? You want to just send him out there in Minnesota and say, hey, let's see what you got? I think you're ultimately, I don't want to say tanking the season. It's two things. You want to compete to still win the division. And I think you want to do it with someone who has experience. Now, I'm not going to tell you that Kirk Cousins has the most sterling resume when it comes to the postseason, because he does not. The man has a 1-4 record, and that's been one of his biggest bugaboos. People look at Kirk Cousins and they say, man, this guy knows how to get every check possible. He knows how to game and work the system. But in the postseason, Kirk Cousins is typically he's too careful. That's just what it is. I don't think he's aggressive enough in the postseason, which is why I think he loses. I don't know. Not even a half, Hickey? You would throw Penix out there just, hey, man, you're going to start the next game? There's so much more of a ripple effect that has down the whole team as well. And then Kirk Cousins. Because there's no guarantee that you bench him now. What are you going to bench him the rest of the year? You're going to bring him back to compete for a starting spot? I think you got to be cognizant of the politics that are involved as well.
When they drafted Penix, they put, what, a 2-year time frame on Cousins before you move off of him and you kind of usher in the rookie? So
at minimum, yes.
He's not exactly there for the long haul. You're already 12 games into the season. I just think the urgency should be there. The Buccaneers right now are gaining on you. I mean, you're tied in the division. I know you have the tiebreaker since you won the season series over them. And you lose this weekend, but the Buccaneers win. All of a sudden, now you're on the outside looking in of the division race and the playoffs. I would make a move. At this point with Kirk, with how, like, you brought him in part because he's a veteran. Right? Not make some simple mistakes. He is now making rookie mistakes with some of these interceptions. I mean, that interception, JR, he threw in the end zone. Was he trying to just throw the ball away? He just lollipopped it up there and a pile of, like, 3 Chargers. Threw it up. When are you taking it? Please have it. It's my gift to you. The pick 6 was telegraphed. Like, now the mistakes, it's not just he's throwing interceptions. The mistakes he's making are just, like, rookie interceptions you would see from inexperienced players. And he's also now leading the league in picks. He's got 13 on the year.
Yeah, 13 on the season. 4 interceptions, 6 in the last 3 games. Hickey, you give him one more half. You give him that chance to go against his old team. You give him that chance.
I was going to say, it's because it's Minnesota?
No, I think it's a combination. It's because it's Minnesota. It's his experience there. It's his contract. And I think it's because it's the road. And that has more to do with Penix as it does than it does with Kirk. I think those are the three key reasons. If he stinks, you bench him. He's going to feel it. He's going to feel it. And then you see if Penix can go ahead and provide that spark. And then you won't have that expectation all week long about, oh, my God, Penix is going to start and this and that. It just gets real messy real soon. I understand everybody's thought to bench him. There's so much more underlying for a team that doesn't want to be a disaster, doesn't want to be a joke. Everybody was joking on him. A lot of people, majority of folks, when they drafted Penix Jr., I was one of them. I'm like, what are y'all doing? It's the most Falcons thing ever. And so if you didn't believe in a damn guy in the first place and maybe now you are justified, then why'd you give him all the money? We're going to find out. Hickey, I'll tell you this. Everybody wants to see him benched. You think they should pull the plug? Do you think they will?
Well, no, I do not think they will.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I do not think they will. I think in part is because of the opponent. Homecoming, go back to the team, you know, get your moment there if you will. It's the wrong idea, but I would be very surprised if they actually do make the move that I'm advocating, and it sounds like a lot of Atlanta fans are advocating for.
Oh, there's a lot of people. They are ready to sit Kirk down. Have a seat. Hickey, there's another guy people want to sit down. Aaron, you talk about pick six. Aaron Rodgers threw a pick six to a defensive lineman. Former New York Jet Leonard Williams helped turn the tide of the game yesterday. The New York Jets lose to Seattle 26-21, where they should have won the game, but it's the Jets. They shouldn't win anything. The Jets now have a record of 3-9. Aaron Rodgers stinks. They had conversations with the media yesterday. If they spoke to the interim head coach, Jeff Ulbrich. Hey, is Aaron Rodgers going to start the rest of the year? He's just like, I don't know. But then today, he had some words of clarity as to whether or not we'll see more Aaron Rodgers this year. Take a listen to this.
We have great belief in Aaron. We really do. And we think he gives us the best opportunity to win. After assessing yesterday's game, I thought there was moments in the first half where you saw Aaron Rodgers. I thought there was moments even in the second half where you saw Aaron Rodgers, and then there was moments that he didn't play to his standard, and he'd tell you the same. So we believe that he gives us the best opportunity to win. So he's our quarterback.
And yesterday was the first day that Aaron Rodgers wasn't on the injury report with a leg issue in weeks. So Aaron Rodgers feels good, except he threw that back-breaking interception and basically turned the tide of the game. Aaron Rodgers afterwards, he was asked why he sucks.
The health is now there, but maybe the numbers aren't what you'd expect it to be.
Well, there's 11 guys on the field, you know. Sometimes it's my fault, you know. Definitely multiple times today. And then sometimes the details aren't there in some other spots, too.
Oh, ouch. Okay. He wanted to make it very clear. It's not just me who sucks. I can't wait to see how he spins it tomorrow. I will not be listening live. I will not. I'll wait for whatever words he shares with Pat McAfee afterwards. Hickey, you know what I want to see for Aaron Rodgers the rest of the year?
What's that?
Just as punishment. I hope he starts every game the rest of the year. Like, this is what everybody wanted, okay? This is just everybody's sink. We don't need nobody, you know, jumping off the ship. We don't need nobody running away or running around. Everybody got a sink. The New York Jets' next opponent, they got to go down to Miami on Sunday. I'm sure Miami will light them up. The New York Jets then go down to Jacksonville. Battle of the uglies. The Jets host Los Angeles, the Rams. Rams will probably beat them. The Jets then have to go to Buffalo. That'll be awful for them. And then they play Miami again in a season finale that nobody will care about. Hickey, I hope Aaron Rodgers plays every game. We do not need Tyrod Taylor. We do not need no other back. We don't need anybody. Let Aaron Rodgers sink with the ship.
I agree. Get your money's worth. Put him out there because this is probably going to be the last you see of him anyway, I think, for his career. I'd be shocked if he's back in 2025 with the Jets or elsewhere.
Oh, damn. I mean, now, is that because nobody else wants him or because he don't want them?
No. No one else wants him. Yeah. So he's going to retire and make it seem like I'm leaving the game. You know, I'm going to leave on my own terms. Look around the league. Who would want him on their team next year?
Yeah.
I can't find anyone.
I love it. I love how he framed it last week. He's just like, oh, yeah, by the way, I don't know if the Jets will want me back. Oh, but anyway, I don't know if I even want to play. And if I do, I do want it to be for the Jets, but I don't know if the Jets will want me. Okay. All right. He's the smartest guy in the room, he is, isn't he?
Look, he is the master evader. Always evading blame, always evading accountability, and always evading, if you will, trying to make, you know, being made to look like a fool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very, I like what he said, very clear. He said, yeah, sometimes it's my fault, and then some other times there's some details in other places that are missing. Hickey, when he writes his book, whenever that is in a few years, I'm going to get you a copy. I'm going to get you one of the first copies. I'm going to make sure it's signed for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know. You can read his book, read his story.
I'm looking forward. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know what I'll do with the autograph, but.
Okay.
I would, but you know what? I'll say this. I'll buy the book. I would be very intrigued to see what he has to say.
You're gonna be walking around with a tinfoil hat when you're done reading that book. You're gonna be done after that.
Drinking some ayahuasca, wearing my tinfoil hat out in the desert, puking my guts out to help cleanse my colon.
Yeah, you will be. You will
sitting
be.
In the dark trying to read a book with no light on.
Yeah, you'll give up your cell phone too. No more cell phone for you.
Leave my parents. Break up with my girlfriend.
Did he break up with her? Did Danica Patrick leave him? I don't know.
Great. I mean, he's had a lot of girlfriends.
Has he? I don't know.
Oh,
Munn?
Yeah.
Olivia Munn, right?
Olivia Munn, Danica Patrick.
Olivia Munn got married after, right?
Yes. To a comedian, I believe.
Is Danica Patrick, didn't she get married too?
That I don't know what her story is about. I don't know. Maybe. No. I mean, it seems like a lot of them have done better since they moved on from Rogers.
I don't know. That's what happens when you go into a cave with a hat. I don't know. Anyway, I hope he suffers for the rest of the year with the Jets. Good for him. And Kirk Cousins, give him another chance. Let him play against Minnesota. I think they will. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, hey, speaking of being tired of somebody, I think Mike Tomlin is sick and tired of one of his own players. I think he's sick and tired of one of his own players. I think he wants him to get it together. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? It's a close game. We only got 1 minute left here in the first quarter, and damn it, we got two touchdowns already, okay? Cleveland Browns have answered back like a movie. It's now 7-7 here in the first quarter. The Browns have tied the game up against these Broncos. Didn't necessarily expect or see this one coming. We'll see if Denver allows them to stay close. Here we go. Yeah, David Njoku, 8-yard touchdown pass from Jameis Winston. Game is tied, 7-7. 855-212-4227. We'll keep you up to date on the score as the evening continues on. Hickey, what the heck? We got another one. What did I miss?
I missed it as well.
What the heck? How the heck did we get to 13? A fumble recovery?
Oh,
a
that's not a catch.
What happened here? Wait. Denver, he didn't have possession of the ball. Yeah, no catch. It's crap.
Well, at least they made it quick. That's the worst thing. Go to the replay. It's obvious call. It takes forever. At least they got the decision right quickly.
Yeah, okay. All right. No additional score. Still 7-7. Well, that's good. Watching some of these games, these referees, I don't care what sport it is. Oh, my God. They take forever. Hickey, there was a basketball game over the weekend. I don't even remember what it was. It was like 30 minutes to play 48 seconds or something like that.
Holy.
Yeah.
That's brutal. Basketball is like that depending on the game, but that's just, I mean, totally just no flow.
Yeah, you got to go to the replay and then guy fouls the guy and then they got to go look at the replay again and then they got to foul the guy and then they look at a replay and it's just like we've been sitting down for 30 minutes. Hickey, I got to be honest. If I'm at that game, I don't mind it. because that's more time for me to sit down and have beer. That's it. Don't care.
I'm with you. I agree. If I'm at the game, have it be as long as possible. That's why I would love to be at that Georgia Tech game. Keep the overtimes coming. Let's go to 10, 12. Nah, come on. Set a record.
Thanks. No thanks.
Blow by the record.
Where am I going
afterwards?
You know what? But that's how I feel about baseball with all the new rules that they have. Like, I feel if I go to a baseball game, I'm now been shortchanged. They've done so much to speed the game up. And that's what you want, I guess, if you're at home, if you got something to do. But if I'm paying to go to a game, I want my money's worth. I don't want to be flim-flammed. I don't want to be shortchanged. I want every inning. I don't want no stupid ghost runners. Give me my money's worth. Why are you shortening? I'm paying for this. Why are you shortening it for, you know?
Oh, I know. And that's why I've really changed my habits in terms of, like, if I go to a game, I try to eat before the game if possible.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm not waiting on a food line. And if I don't eat before the game, I'm just going to the first place that's closest by, not waiting online. You know, I don't have to go, you know, Citi Field, at least here for the Mets. They have some nice, like, they have some really good food options. But the lines are always long. I'm not waiting on those.
Have we not advanced to a place where you can pick up your food and just order it with your phone and then pick it up by me?
Not at least in the upper deck.
Wow. Okay. But is it, you mean to tell me you don't sit in that right field club that costs what, like $50,000 a ticket?
Surprisingly, that's where I don't watch the game. I know. You're shocked to hear that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. We should go one day. Why don't we go?
You know what? And let's make it a work trip.
Why not?
Write it off.
Yeah. Write it off. Who's paying for it? I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, neither am I. Odyssey. Right? That's what I was thinking. It's a work trip. We're going there to do our job. We're watching games, right?
Did you not tell me that for the holiday party, Odyssey said that the employees had to pay to go?
That was not me, no. Oh, well, what I said, they had a Halloween party at a bar nearby here, and it was not open bar. Like, you go into the bar, but if you want drinks, you got to pay for your own drinks.
Okay.
So it's a holiday party, company party.
I would think that they would spend $100,000 for me and you to sit at a baseball game, but they won't buy a couple thousand dollars worth of drinks.
I would agree, because what we're doing is work-related. That is just leisure and
party.
Fun and some, you know, bonding.
Oh, that's team building. That's also very important to the business, team building.
More important, though, than what's on the air for content? I don't know.
The New York Mets? It only matter if they get Soto, right?
Okay, and now we're talking. And maybe if they're in the World Series next year, we can be there live. Maybe we can, we'll do the show during the game from the seats.
Okay, from the lounge?
From the lounge.
Yeah.
Drinks can be flowing. Food can be eaten.
Okay. I don't know if the other team in town would care for that, knowing that there's a relationship. But we can ask. No harm in asking, right?
Or sometimes, right, the best policy is...
Nothing.
Ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
How about we just I had a
this is 101 to get fired right here.
No. I had a Mr. Met related inquiry, but
he's alive?
Yeah, well, Grimace is dead, right, to the Mets?
Well, Grimace was in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade last week.
He wasn't wearing no Mets hat, did he?
No. He was just, you know, Grimace is part of Ronald McDonald, the other characters there.
They had a Ronald McDonald float. I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. They had the shoe right as the car?
I haven't seen that, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I think so. I think the giant red shoe was also the car.
Do they have the fried people anymore? They look like explosions. They look like COVID. Do you know what I'm talking about? The fry guys, they just got legs and arms, and they're like little balls. They look like germs.
Let me see here. They look like germs.
Fry guy McDonald. Fry guy, they look like germs.
Fry guy McDonald. Maybe. I mean, they also had a bunch of people that I did not recognize. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You looking at
you're talking about.
The fry guys. You know
what
I'm talking about now,
right? Smokes, yes.
Were they there?
They do look like COVID. Multicolored COVID 30 years before it came.
Yeah, that's right.
Man.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff has been retired, yeah.
I see why.
Yeah, I didn't notice Grimace at the parade. I don't... You know what? This is... I typically sit and watch it, I think I was falling on and off asleep during the parade. I don't remember anything. Yeah, I don't remember nothing. Did they have something sports related at the parade this year?
I don't know. I actually barely watched it, but the few, I probably watched like 10 minutes of it. And of course, in that 10 minutes was Ronald McDonald, Grimace, and then a few other characters that I was unaware
you
of.
Know, no, the New York, the Liberty had a float because the elephant was there. Ellie the Elephant was the first mascot. Ellie the Elephant is the first sports mascot to have like a float at the parade.
Really? Wow.
She was on the float. The Liberty had the trophy. There was like three or four players, and Ellie got off and she danced. Mm-hmm. Yep. She beat all the other. She beat all the other famous mascots that we've ever had: San Diego Chicken, Phoenix Suns Gorilla, Mr. Met. An elephant beat them all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back and talk about some angry coaches like Mike Tomlin and a sad one like Ryan Day. Don't move.